Good afternoon. Precipitation, mainly in the form of snow, continues to overspread the region from southwest to northeast, while at the same time, shallow cold air continues to funnel in from southern Canada on a light north breeze. We will have sleet and some rain falling primarily in the southern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. But as the column cools, most of the precipitation across most of interior New York and New England will be of the frozen variety throughout the day today. Areas that will see the steadiest snow will be right along I-88 in the western and northern Catskills, the central and eastern Mohawk Valley and Greater Capital District, as well as the southern Adirondacks, and across into southern Vermont and into the I-90 corridor through New England. In these locations, by the time the snow winds down late this afternoon or early this evening, 1 to 3 inches of snow will fall, with perhaps as much as 4 inches across the highest terrain. Farther to the south, in the mid and lower Hudson Valley, across into southern New England, where we do have more of a mixture with sleet, perhaps a coating of sleet and some snow, up to an inch or two, especially across parts of the higher terrain, and also a dusting up to a couple of inches in the central and northern Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, upper Hudson Valley, and central and northern Vermont, a little bit farther away from the storm track, a coating up to a couple of inches in these locations. Either way, it looks like things will wind down this evening, drying out overnight tonight with lows back into the 20s, and we'll start off dry tomorrow, even with some sunshine. However, another wave of low pressure will take the same track as this one tomorrow, and clouds will come right back in, with temperatures climbing through the 30s and toward the 40-degree mark. Rain showers are likely for most of the region on Friday afternoon and Friday night, perhaps mixed with some sleet across the higher terrain. This active weather pattern continues into the weekend, and while Saturday will be dry, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds with the approach of yet another system. Highs will be in the mid-40s. Rain with this system will begin after dark Saturday night and continue steadily overnight and through the first half of the day on Sunday. Sunday afternoon's highs will be in the lower 40s as well as the rain winds down. It looks like we'll change the weather pattern and dry things out for the early part of next week with a good amount of sunshine Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. High temperatures will be in the middle 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, much of the West will remain in a cold, active, wet pattern through the end of the week thanks to a series of impulses that will drop south and reinforce the broad upper-level trough of low pressure. Snow will spread across the Pacific Northwest, the Great Basin, and into the Rockies. Snow will be heavy at times across the higher terrain in northern California, southern Idaho, Nevada, Utah, and for portions of the central Rockies. The cold air mass in place over the region will keep afternoon highs about 10 to 20 degrees below normal. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain, temperatures falling into the 30s, Boston, rain changing to snow and sleet with temperatures falling through the 30s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with snow showers and highs in the middle and upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low, 19. The record high, 68, set in 1997, and the record low, 8 below zero, in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:42 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:36 p.m., 10 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with light snow as far north as Lake George today, dry elsewhere with highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain and sleet today, possibly some wet snow, and temperatures falling through the 30s. Precipitation ending this evening will dry it out overnight tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow today and highs in the lower 30s. Snow ending early this evening, drying out overnight tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain, sleet, and snow today with temperatures falling through the 30s. Snow ending this evening, drying out overnight tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with snow today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Snow ending this evening, drying out overnight tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we'll start out with some sun, then the clouds come back with rain showers likely in the afternoon, perhaps some sleet across the higher terrain, upper 30s to around 40. Sunshine giving way to clouds, milder Saturday, mid-40s. Rain likely again Saturday night and the first half of the day Sunday. Scattered showers Sunday afternoon, lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 40s Monday. Mostly sunny on Tuesday in the mid-40s and staying in the 40s with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.